Good afternoon, patrons, and welcome to the April Sort of 2019 Patron Cast. And this month, it's even more sort of than usual. Because as so many great movie franchises have done, The Avengers, Harry Potter, for the first time ever, we're splitting the Patron Cast into two parts because it's just too epic to fit inside one. Okay, that's not actually the reason. So, there's been a bunch of unfortunate coincidences, a whole bunch of stuff just kind of falling at the same time. So, Claire's taking some absolutely well-deserved vacation. She is taking some time off at the minute, which, you know, in any normal workplace wouldn't really matter. But in Claire's case, she's like, you know, 50% of everybody. So, that's actually quite a big deal that that's happened. It leaves us very, very short-handed indeed. But absolutely, Claire deserves a break. She's been working incredibly hard recently. So, this is extremely well-deserved, but it does leave me very short-handed. And at the same time as that, I've not been quite at 100% health this last week. Claire's not been 100% health. Neither's Tabby, actually. We've all been a little bit under the weather. So we've not exactly been as productive as we might have been otherwise. And both of those things are happening immediately after the Imperator madness. Because, yeah, those Imperator tutorials, they took a lot of time. And as a result of that, we ended up really behind in the videos and doing a whole bunch of stuff. Same day turnaround and all of that good stuff. So, as a result of that, we're going to split things up this month, which is I'm going to do all the questions from the Patron Cast submission thread at the beginning of next week. That's going to follow on Tuesday. But I didn't want to leave it where, like, you know, we put it up on the last weekend and then this weekend nothing came out. I thought that wouldn't really be cool. So what I was going to do instead was I wanted to talk about all of the Imperator business and the month in general during this kind of, like, you know, short first part. Because that's traditional as well. Like, you know, Endgame was longer than Infinity War, and I can't remember which was longer out of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1 or Part 2. But it suits my argument if it's Part 2. So I'm just going to say it's 2. It was 2, I don't know, but it was 2. That's definitely probably true. So yeah, the questions will be coming, but they will be coming on Tuesday next week at the absolute latest. We will get that done for that. I am sorry about that, but it's been kind of mental. It's been kind of mental, and you'll understand why when I actually tell you about all the Imperator stuff, because that has been that was intense. That was pretty intense. It's been a really good month, actually. It's been so good to see the channel on a really nice upward trajectory. And I think we've had a really solid month, actually. Like, just consider, the 1st of April was the Rome Total War is broken, but I love it anyway special. What a great way to start the month. And then that same week, we had Baba Is You, Final Fantasy VII, we had Alien Isolation that Saturday. We've had some really good stuff this month. We've had some really good stuff. But it's been kind of all about the Imperator in many ways, because yeah, we had the first preview, which was the two parts in one day on Wednesday the 10th of April, I believe it was, and then we had the Imperator streams that weekend, the Friday, the Saturday and the Sunday, the 16 player multiplayer streams, and then we had the actual tutorials, and then we had the new series. And it's been really good for the channel. It's been really, really good indeed, because Paradox Games always go down really well. And it's just been really cool to be super involved with it. But we did so much at the end between, yeah, the initial videos, then the streams, then the tutorials, then the new series. It's been a lot of Imperator. And the whole time scale of it was incredibly tight because, you know, we knew we had a good chance of getting access to Imperator nice and early. And we heard about that some time ago. I can't remember exactly when, but it was, was it like, maybe it was even late March? I can't remember now, but we got told we were going to be given access to it, which was really exciting, really exciting. I couldn't talk about it at the time, obviously, but I think I was hinting about this in last month's Patron Cast. So that was really cool because, you know what? It's a Paradox game and it's got bits of Crusader Kings 2 and bits of Stellaris and it's set in ancient Rome, and in general, it's all of my favourite things all mixed together. So that was really, really cool indeed. So we thought, okay, we can make, like, you know, these two videos and we can put the first one out at 8 a.m. and then, because that's when they requested, by the way. That's why it was at 8 a.m. They actually did specifically request that they wanted the videos to go out at 8 a.m. British time, which was 9 a.m. Swedish time, so that it was like out at the beginning of their work day, so they just had them available to promote. And then they didn't promote them at 9 a.m. I got up specially to release those videos exactly when they asked me to. And then they didn't actually, like, promote them until mid-afternoon, which they didn't do for anybody's, actually. I think that was actually true, like, across the board. Everybody obeyed the orders and, like, released the videos at, like, 8 a.m. UK time. And then I don't think we got any, like, signal boosting from Paradox until, like, 1 p.m. UK time. So I don't know why they did that. They just sort of did. But then they were also talking about the Imperator streams at the same time. So, like, the first week of April, they said, do you want to be involved in the Imperator streams? And I didn't know originally because I thought it might be like the Stellaris streams, like with the YouTuber war they've done for Stellaris a couple of times, where it was like, you know, actually having to go up to a studio and it was all loads of face cam stuff and it was a whole lot of travel and faff. And I thought, okay, if it's like that, I probably don't want to do it. That's not really my thing. And then they said, no, it's just going to be live streams. You can live stream it yourself too. And originally when I heard about it, I thought the pitch was I was going to be one of the players, and occasionally they might, like, you know, call me up and I'd be like one of 16 voices they might choose to speak to on the stream. But other than that, I wouldn't actually be live streaming at all. So originally, like, I was saying, oh yeah, Claire, you don't need to worry about it. This doesn't affect you in the slightest. I'm just going to play this game. Sometimes I'll speak to them. I won't be live streaming because they'll be live streaming. It's their live stream. Then they said, like, later, oh, by the way, you can totally just, like, stream your POV. That's absolutely fine. So, oh, right, that's potentially going to be big. And then we had to kind of, you know, emergency call in Claire to do Friday, Saturday and Sunday, which isn't great for Claire. Obviously, I like to be able to give her at least one weekend day off because, you know, she very often does the live stream on one weekend day. And very often, if that's Saturday, she'll take Sunday and Monday off as her weekend. So the fact she had to do Friday, Saturday, Sunday fairly last minute was a little bit much. And the streams were actually quite long as well because they were like, yeah, 3 hours. Well, it was supposed to be 3 hours a day, but there were technical difficulties. We had to be there beforehand. They went on a bit longer because they let them overrun if there were technical difficulties. So the actual playtime was about 3 hours. So, you know, it was more like four and a half each time. So yeah, 4.5 hours streaming every day, 3 days in a row. That's quite tiring. That can be quite exhausting, in fact. So yeah, especially when it's a really rapidly moving game, when normally you'd be able to pause it, but you can't pause it because it's a multiplayer thing and I'm not used to multiplayer Paradox at all. So it's quite stressful. That was quite a stressful experience. But it was during that week that the tutorials came up. Before that point, I didn't know about that. So yeah, it would have been, I think, about the week of April 8th, Paradox basically got in touch and said, hey, we're speaking to a few people, but would you be interested in producing the official Imperator tutorials that are going to be, like, potentially on the Steam page? And, like, they're actually the launcher. I'm not sure if they're still there now, but, like, at one point, they were in the launcher. When you actually launched the game, the link to them was right there, which was really cool. That was really, really cool indeed. And I just thought, I've got to say yes to this. I can't not say yes to this because it's such a cool opportunity. It'll be good for the channel because a whole bunch of new people who don't know me will actually get to see something I've produced for the first time. I can make that stuff really polished and really good quality. It's kind of what we sometimes call evergreen content because it means it's going to be sticking around forever because there's a good chance that, you know, for years into the future, people might be searching for tutorials for Imperator Rome because Paradox games tend to have very long lifespans. So those videos will keep showing up. Though, admittedly, if it's anything like Stellaris, those videos will be horrendously out of date within a few months and then even more out of date a year later because there's probably going to be some major mechanical reworks yet if it's anything like Imperator at all. But hopefully the basic mechanics will be good enough. The basic mechanics will stay roughly the same. So hopefully they still remain at least somewhat useful. But, you know, there are various reasons why I wanted to say yes anyway. But they did also put on the table very early on, they wanted it to be sponsored content. Not specifically because they, like, wanted it to be, but because that's kind of reasonable, to be honest, because it was going to take a lot of time to produce, and that's simply time I can't be doing something else. So this kind of put us in a bit of a difficult position, because I'm not sure either side really knew what they wanted to charge or offer. So we ended up in this odd situation where they were saying, hey, how much would you consider a fair amount to produce these videos? And I had to reply, I don't actually know because I've never done a sponsored video before. Would you guys like to, like, make a proposition and I'll probably agree to it? Fortunately, we did find a way out of that, which is they've apparently done something like this before where they've had, like, you know, an external third party produce tutorials. So they basically just made me the same offer they made that individual and it seemed fair to me. Now, unfortunately, I can't actually say what the exact number is. That's actually not an uncommon clause when you do things like this, presumably to their benefit, because if it became public knowledge what they charged to do a certain amount of work or a certain other amount of work, it might give someone in the future more leverage to try and get more out of them for a subsequent piece of work. So, as is fairly traditional in contracts of this nature, I can't say what the exact amount is. I will say it was by no means a huge amount. Like, the amount we get off Patreon every month is much, much higher. It was not actually that much at all. That's not to say it was a tiny amount, but any given month of Patreon income is much more substantial and much more significant. Not least as that's a regular thing and not a one-off thing. But in the end, we agreed the amount, and I put an estimate in for how many hours it was going to take me to do. And I thought, okay, I can probably knock that out in about 15 hours or thereabouts, start to finish. And I figured out whether I thought their offer was fair by saying, okay, take the amount, divide by the amount of hours, figure out what the hourly rate I'd be making is. Does that seem like a fair amount? Yes, that seems like a fair amount. My problem was I slightly underestimated the number of hours it was going to take. By quite a long way, actually. And it was kind of stupid on my part. Because the thing is, this is a paradox game. Imagine, if you will, playing Crusader Kings 2 for the very first time. Now imagine playing that in a world where the game isn't out yet, and thus there are no online tutorials whatsoever. Those simply don't exist. You've got to figure everything out by yourself. And you've got about a week and a half to 2 weeks to do this in. And at the end of that 2 weeks, you've got to deliver a series of video essays adding up to about 2 hours of content in which you provide the official tutorials to the game. A game that about 2 weeks before you started work on these, you'd literally never played them before. A game as complex as a Paradox game. I needed to become good enough and knowledgeable enough at the game within 2 weeks to produce the tutorials. And if I made a single mistake, I'd have to go back and redo that bit, re-render it, resend it to them, because obviously there can't be mistakes in the tutorials. There is a mistake in the tutorial, because I just misread a tooltip. So I was talking about a bonus to Freeman, when it says on screen citizens or vice versa, I can't remember how it is. A mistake almost made it in at the very last minute, which is the original version of the video on government types said that republics can switch permanently to monarchies using the permanent dictatorship position. Not all republics can do that, only some of them can. In fact, it's possibly just Rome. I haven't gone around to check literally all of them because there's a lot of factions in the game. So that video needs to be pulled down, a change made to the audio, just re-recording that one sentence, editing it in, smoothing it all together so no one notice it, re-render it, re-upload it, resend it over to Paradox so I can change the sentence republics can to some republics can. Literally, I added the word summon, but that was important. That was very, very important indeed. And actually, I noticed that and Paradox didn't. Paradox was actually going to let that go out with that mistake. But I spotted it, because when I was actually practicing with the game after they were done, I actually realised that. So I actually had to write a Paradox saying, hey, I think I've made a mistake, here's the updated version. But they didn't spot it on their view through, because it actually got delivered really last minute, just because of an accident with bank holidays, or red days as they called them in Sweden. Because the thing is, obviously, you can't just deliver them on the same day they're due. So they basically said to me on the week beginning April 8th, hey, this needs to be delivered by April 22nd at the absolute latest. And that's fine, that's about 2 weeks, but I had to make the Imperator preview videos, and I had to be ready for the Imperator streams, and that took some time, and I had to also, you know, start preparing and figuring out what I was going to do for my own series. So really, I couldn't start work on these properly until the week of April 15th. So I had a single week to work on this, and it ate pretty much the entire week. It ate pretty much the entire week, because I needed to be able to talk about monarchies and republics and tribes, so I needed to just sit down and play as all of them just so I knew what I was talking about, and then I had to go back to Paradox with a bunch of questions, like say, hey, what do pirates do? Because they don't seem to actually deny you access to the goods you're trading for, even if they're blockading your port, and they explained where to look in the tooltips. It's a complicated game. It's a very complicated game. So that took a bit of time and going backwards and forwards. Then, because this needed to be structured sensibly, I actually needed to, I didn't script it, but it kind of got halfway to being scripted. There's like pages and pages and pages of handwritten notes with things crossed out and rearranged. I needed to figure out the right order to actually put information in, because you've got to start simple. A tutorial has to start simple and then build up. But the problem is, every system in Imperator is so intertwined, it's really difficult to figure out where to start. So I needed to figure out what information comes first, and also, what information doesn't go in at all? Because you're not going to be able to manage an absolutely exhaustive tutorial to a Paradox game within 2 hours. That's just not feasible. So some stuff just didn't get included. So like nation stance in the diplomacy tab, that's just not in the tutorials because you can't have everything. I think I forgot to mention Shattered Retreat as an optional thing you can choose to do to get your armies home. I probably should have mentioned that. That would have been useful. But that would have been covered in the military tutorial, which was only the second tutorial, when I was trying to keep things basic for the time being. So therefore, that just kind of dropped out. There's a bunch of stuff that's just not in them. So that ate pretty much an entire week. And on Friday, Saturday and Sunday, before the 22nd, I was working until, I think one day I was working overnight until 4 a.m. The other two nights I was working till 2 a.m, just working on these repeatedly. I don't know how many hours they took, but it was a lot. It was an awful lot. So let's just say Paradox definitely got their money's worth there, because I put a ridiculous amount of work into those. I'm so proud of them though. I'm really, really proud of them. And then. I delivered these first thing on Monday morning, the 22nd, got no reply. Sent another email about lunchtime. Hey guys, just letting you know, these are ready to go. And the thing is, when I say they're ready to go, I couldn't actually send them because these were video files. They're far too big to email. So I needed them to specify how they wanted to receive them. Like, you know, give me access to a Dropbox, or like, you know, give me a folder in Google Drive they want them uploaded to. Or, you know, give me details of Paradox's FTP server that they wanted me to actually drop them off in. And it was just silent. And by late afternoon, I looked it up and I figured, Sweden's got a bank holiday on the 22nd. So I was working Friday, Saturday and Sunday until, like, you know, between 2 and 4 a.m. to get these done for Monday, where they specified they wanted them done, and then they weren't in until Tuesday. I just worked overnight 3 nights in a row and they weren't there to take delivery on Monday, which was hilarious. So they picked them up on Tuesday, and as a result of that, it was a real rush because they needed to be ready for Thursday. But if they wanted any changes because of factual errors, that meant that we had like only 2 days to make those changes. So it was a bit mad. Luckily, there were barely any changes. In fact, the one change that was made, as I say, was the Some Republics, which I spotted and Paradox didn't. So they were just uploaded then on the Thursday. I uploaded my own mega version, and it's been good. There's been lots of subscribers, lots of new eyeballs on my stuff as a result of that, but it was pretty crazy. It's been a crazy Imperator month, but it's been good. It's been good, but it's been a mad experience, and I've learned a lot. I've got no more plans to do any more sponsored content whatsoever. And to be clear, it wasn't really sponsored until it ended up on my channel. The fact that I took money to make content for their channel isn't really sponsored content to my mind. That's just basically me being an external contractor, me just taking work on the side to produce something for somebody else. So at that point, it wasn't sponsored at all. And those are actually the terms under which I agreed to it, because when I originally agreed to it, I thought I was making content just for them. So part of the reason I said yes is because I thought it wasn't going to be for my channel at all. But then they said after I'd made them, or rather actually while I was in the process of making them, I think that was the week of April 15th, they said this to me. They said, and if you want to have them on your channel just to get some extra views, you absolutely can. Which I thought, well, it would be stupid not to. Now they've said I can do that, so I'll just edit them together and that'll be fine. But if they end up on my channel, then at that point, I've received money to produce something for someone else that's ended up on my channel. So therefore, it has just become a sponsored video. Like, had I known that was going to be the situation in the first place, like, had they said, hey, we want to pay you to make tutorials that go on your channel, not on ours, I probably wouldn't have agreed, actually. I agreed primarily because it was for their channel, but then it just turned out to also be for mine down the line. So it was a weird process, but it was really interesting. It was really interesting. And I suppose maybe I would have said yes anyway, just because when Paradox come to you and say, we want you to make the official tutorials, then at that point, if you say yes, and if you do a good job, then you're kind of like cemented as being like, you know, one of their top go-to content creators. So at that point, like, you know, the next time they need something big doing, or the next time they've got a new game and they're giving it out to, you know, only the people they like and trust and use the most, then I'll probably be, you know, like right at the top of that list. So that's kind of part of the reason I agreed to it as well, because it just kind of helps cement me as being like, you know, one of the big Paradox creators, and thus makes it more likely I can get things early with them in future. Because, you know, there's going to be a giant pile of DLC going forward for Imperator Rome, and if I'm one of their top creators, that makes it more likely I'll be able to get it early. Maybe they'll let me do tutorials for that in future, I don't know. Maybe at the bare minimum, I might be able to get some of the content a bit early. Or if I ask politely, they might let me be slightly ahead of everybody else's embargo so I can actually get like really exclusive stuff out. I don't know, but it opens possibilities. It opens up options for me, which is kind of why I said yes to it. But it was such a mess and I was exhausted by the end of it. Like, by the end of it, when we delivered it on the 24th and the 25th, I was so tired. I was so, so tired. And also at the same time, I was producing my own first part of the series, of course, that began the same day. That wasn't originally planned to happen either. I was originally thinking I'll take a week off and I'll do it the week after. Then I thought, it's so stupid not to have my series beginning on launch day. That's so stupid. So I kind of last minute did my series on top of that. So that just ate all of the time. And it left us in a really bad situation because, like, say, Anno 1800 was recorded and edited and rendered and uploaded the same day. And pretty much the same was true for Bastion. Total War 3 Kingdoms, we almost got done ahead of time, but there was a problem with the recording. So I needed to do parts of it again, and it took ages to edit. So that threw us right off. So it's been a bit of a nightmare week this last week. I've been desperately trying to catch up and working really long hours to try and actually get a bit of a backlog of videos so I'm not recording stuff that's for the same day, because that's really inefficient because it means my computer's tied up with rendering and uploading when I should be able to get on with other stuff. So I've been working really hard this last week. We're almost getting back to where we should do, just in time for Claire to go on vacation. So yeah, this is why we're splitting up the Patreon cast, because Claire is going missing and it's just going to be a nightmare. So we had Imperator Rome as a standalone video on Friday. We had Barbarian Invasion as a standalone on Thursday. And in the end, we just had to split this up. I didn't really want to do it. I am sorry about that, that we've kind of got this short part up front and the questions are coming on Tuesday. But those will be coming up in just a few days' time. Hopefully you join me for that as well. But I just kind of wanted, you know, to put out something this weekend. And I thought the Imperator stuff was very interesting. So I hope you found that interesting. It was a really fascinating experience, but a very, very tiring one. I'll leave things off there, ladies and gentlemen. We will be picking up with the questions this coming Tuesday. Hopefully you join me for that. But in the meantime, I've been John. This has been Many a True Nerd. And this has been Patreon Cast, The Deathly Hallows, Part 1. Thank you very much, and goodbye.